We're here pregame on the WCC Network. David Gentile with Bronco redshirt senior pitcher Freddie Erlandson. And Freddie, coming into this weekend series, good start for the team, 9-5 through 14 games. What for you is the biggest reason why you guys have gotten off to a good start this year?
I think everyone's just doing their role. Defensively, pitching, and offensively, we're all putting it together right now. And it's a collective effort. So, you know, putting all those pieces together gives you a solid chance to win a ball game.
Collective effort, that's definitely true of the pitching staff. Some of the numbers off the top of my head, you have five guys that have been in the mix that haven't given up a run this year. Mm-hmm. 14 guys who have a sub-4 ERA, looking good as a group. How does having that kind of depth and that many guys that can be in the mix help you guys as pitchers?
It's great. We're in every ball game, and you know, as a pitcher, if you're coming out of a game, you're handing the ball off to the next guy, you're confident in that guy picking you up. And having that depth for a series is very important, you know, going late games, late innings, the timely pitching, and you know, everyone's just doing their role, especially younger guys. They're showing some maturity right now, and I'm excited to keep this thing going with the pitchers.
You're coming off of a redshirt season last year in 2019. Talked with Coach Filter before the season, and he said you were pretty strong in the fall in 2018. What steps do you feel like you took at that point as you were getting ready for the year?
Definitely, I think physically, just getting stronger, cleaning up my mechanics, and then trusting my experience being in college baseball for a couple of years, and leaning on that. So putting those together, I think, was where I was doing well.
So the last time we talked, you were coming off of a season where you had sat out from injury, and you talked about being able to observe the game. And two things you mentioned then were controlling the running game and attacking hitters and attacking the strike zone. What did you learn to kind of add to that from being able to watch and observe last year?
Definitely being able to kind of finish hitters, getting ahead and finish hitters. And then, you know, trusting my defense more. Try not to, you know, overthink it, and stay in that attack mindset, because got a good defense behind me. They're picking me up, and just trusting my experience with these guys.
Talking with Freddie Erlandson here on the pregame show. We've tried this with a couple of guys so far this year. I'm going to put you on the spot and ask you to share something that maybe not a lot of people know about, whether it's a unique fact or a hobby. And I'll give you some examples from a few of your teammates. Jason DiCochea talked about playing beach volleyball. Austin Reyes, big into surfing. Sat down with Ryan McCarthy a moment ago. Said he's gotten into video games recently and kind of developed a passion for that. What comes to mind for you there as far as a big hobby or maybe something people don't know about you?
We play, in my apartment especially, we play a game called Settlers of Catan.
Yeah.
And we've been grinding that game this year a lot, like a couple times a week at least. And it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of strategy involved. It gets competitive at times. But I'd probably say that's something that we've been spending a lot of time doing, playing board games.
Yeah, that's a dog-eat-dog kind of game. And we talked about that last time we sat down. Is there anybody of the group of guys that kind of everyone looks at as, okay, we just got to make sure that this guy doesn't win, because this guy always seems to have the strategy and somehow he gets it by us?
Yeah, I'm not going to put myself out there, but I would probably say that me and Olmsted are probably the top two players. We've played it the longest, and then we've gotten guys to start playing with us. But Austin Reyes is a guy you got to kind of look out for. He's sneaky. And then Jake McNichols, he's pretty good right now. He's getting better. He just started playing with us this year. So those two guys, I think, are the sleeper guys coming up that can sneak a dub every once in a while.
Santa Clara's Freddie Erlandson, appreciate your time.
Yep, thank you.
More of the pregame show coming up after this on the WCC Network.